أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن المتقين في ظلال وعيون وفواكه مما يشتهون. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون. إنا كذلك نجزي المحسنين. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. كلوا وتمتعوا قليلا إنكم مجرمون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. وإذا قيل لهم اركعوا لا يركعون. ويل يومئذ للمكذبين. فبأي حديث بعده يؤمنون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, in tonight's majlis of zikr we commenced with khatam of the Quran Sharif, and Quran Sharif has also been referred to as zikr by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the kalamullah. Hafiz Yusuf Sulaiman Bahuda completed his Quran Sharif. 3-4 asatiza were instrumental in his completion. He commenced by Maulana Shabir Asmal, then by Maulana Abdul Haq Vankar Sahab, and thereafter Maulana Imran, who is the principal of Madrasa Ihya Sunnah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept the efforts of all these asatiza. The parents were also instrumental in encouraging the child to become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept and reward each and every one who in any way assisted and helped this young child to complete the Quran Sharif. It is sometimes a combination of various people's efforts. We just attribute it to one person, whereas Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala first of all puts some kind of interest in the heart of the child himself or in the heart of the parents that this person must become a hafiz. Thereafter the child commences, then there are so many teachers, sometimes it's one teacher, but so many other students are listening to the door of this hafiz of the Quran Sharif. As he is going along, the ustad doesn't have the time when he's got 10-15 pupils to sit and listen to one para, two para door every day. So he engages other students, you listen to him, you listen to him. He gives him some other sabak. Now when he comes home again, if those parents are dini inclined, if they got some kind of interest and commitment, then they also encourage him, now sit and learn, make your door, read to me, I will listen to you. They become instrumental. Sometimes they are instrumental in conveying him in to the madrasa, to the institution, the up and down transport, which most of the time it is the mothers that undertake these days, because most of the time the fathers are too tired to get up that part of the morning to take the children to the madrasa, because they've had a very late night many a times. They've had a late night, really, really tired, watching the TV and movies and Hollywood and Bollywood. So now they can't get up also early part of the morning. I'm telling you the truth. These are the type of complaints we get. So in any case, so there are so many different people. Then that madrasa and that institution itself, there are people who contributed towards its construction, if there is a madrasa. Then there are people who contribute towards the salaries of the staff that is at the madrasa. People who contribute towards this wage and salary of the ustad who is teaching. All of them will not be doing it voluntarily. There are commitments they have. So there are so many people, there's such a combination of people. Therefore we say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must accept the khidmat and service of everybody, whoever has been instrumental. And then make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must preserve the Quran Sharif in the heart of the hafiz until his dying day. Because that is another major area of concern. I mentioned this now plentiful of times. Every time we have a Quran Sharif Jalsa, I say that it is better that we say certain things which will have some kind of effect and make some kind of difference. We all know the ahadith in which great rewards are promised for the parents, great rewards are promised for the child, or the person who becomes a hafiz of the Quran Sharif. Great, great rewards, and in every jalsa we will hear and listen toward other virtues. This is a majlis of zikr, now we are not going to go into detail. But there are great virtues, because Allah Ta'ala Himself is preserving you. Allah Ta'ala Himself has taken upon Himself the preservation of the Qur'an Sharif. So how is He going to preserve it? There were different ways Allah Ta'ala could have preserved it. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala could have just sent down, like how we have rain coming down from the skies. So like that, copies of the Qur'an Sharif should have rained upon the people. So even if they destroy some copies, then another rain fall and again we get copies of the Qur'an Sharif complete. Was that impossible for Allah Ta'ala? If He could have given Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, and so many other Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam books, so He could have in the same way given Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam a complete edition, as we call it, edition. Fresh from the Lawhi Mahfuz. Just coming down from there direct. From the printing press of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Quran Sharif directly to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And what a copy that must have been. Imagine if there had to be a copy like that coming directly from the Lawhi Mahfuz to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What a beautiful copy that would have been. And how much we would have treasured that copy. And thereafter, all the other copies of the Quran Sharif would have rained down. People would have received it. So till Qiyamah day, nobody could have made any alteration and change. Because the moment somebody makes an alteration and change, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would have had His system that the angels would have picked up those copies and given those people one uppercut on the lower jaw so that they don't make another copy like that. Could have flattened them. But Allah Ta'ala didn't do that. He revealed ayat by ayat, verses by verses upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in different conditions and different situations. It is a whole tarbiyah program if you have to read the Quran Sharif. True, it really seems as if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala took the Sahaba-i-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in right from the start or from the beginning to the end through a whole period of tarbiyah. Like how we have a child that is first breastfed by the mother, thereafter they go on to some kind of solids, slowly the child starts crawling, then starts walking, then starts running. Then the child grows up and we say now he became a very intelligent Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, scientist, philosopher, engineer. So there is a progressive stages. It's not that once the child is born, immediately is a great scientist. We haven't heard of anyone like that. That if a person wants to have his building drafted, so he's looking for an architect, as soon as the child was born, then some Taweez wala said that this child is going to be an architect. So he said, right now let's give him the contract to do our architecture and designing. Or this child is going to be a Mufti Sahib. So therefore now we go to the child and say, answer this question of mine. Allah Ta'ala only knows what that person will become in life. Nobody knows. That is one of the secrets. No one knows what that child is going to become. Allah Ta'ala has kept it to Himself. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam are chosen by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but they too, when they are born, do they know? So therefore, this Quran Sharif, the preservation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took in a very unique way, and that is that He selected the hearts of the people. So from the billions of people, the Hafiz of the Quran Sharif has been chosen to preserve and to look after this great amanat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose their hearts. I have said this many times that when we are going on a long journey and we want to leave our cash, our gold, our silver, our jewelry. Now these days we say leave it in the bank vault. But those days is to look in, even up till now, where every person will have access to the bank vault. So we'll always look for somebody that has got some kind of trustworthiness in him. Amanat dari. We say look for a trustworthy person. Because in many cases, people have left behind their powers of attorney, so the whole property got transferred. The power of attorney was used to transfer everything. Take the person for a ride. So we look for trustworthy person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if He says that these are the hearts that I am choosing for the preservation of this great trust, the Quran Sharif, how careful these huffaz of the Quran Sharif have to be. They do not have to get carried away with the society and the environment and the sing-song and the dance and the rave clubs and the discos and the cell phones on which they are watching Mixit, and they were watching all the porn sites, and they caught in the Mixit. In the classes of the Asatiza, while the classes are on, complaints are coming that the children who are becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif, some have completed and are making door. Look at in the month of Ramadan, we had instances even here, where outside people, what the children were engaged in, some of them. So therefore the parents have to be very, very cautious and careful. It's not just sufficient my child became hafiz of the Quran Sharif. MashaAllah, excellent. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you too and reward your child too. I'm not talking about the child that completed today. I'm talking about in general. Then MashaAllah, Allah ta'ala reward everybody. However, what is important now is the preservation. And it's not only the preservation of the words of the Quran Sharif. Is the Quran Sharif only there so that we recite and get sawab? It is there for sawab also, but it's not only for sawab. There is so much to it besides the sawab. So to learn the Quran Sharif, to understand it, to make amal on it, to propagate it, all that is our duty. So parents are becoming very, very negligent. In fact, they are finding a kind of tightness in their lives. I'm talking general condition today. Travel out in the world and then you will see what I'm talking about. And you don't have to go far now, we can just see in our own society also. That parents are finding a kind of tightness and narrowness. They say that it is difficult now because this child is becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif. So now when the hafiz of the Quran Sharif is going to learn his sabak, the TVs have to be off. The music has to be off. The parents are now told, must take us in the morning for Fajr Salat. Do this, do that. So those people whose lives are not regulated, they are not disciplined. They are not practicing on the Quran and Sunnah themselves. So they find it very difficult. And then the child, how long is it going to resist? If the parents cannot resist those temptations, where is the child going to find resistance? As a result, we are getting all these type of complaints which are becoming very, very common now. And the kind of complaints is beyond our imagination, shocking beyond our imagination. Why I'm mentioning these things is not for discouragement. We must encourage as much as possible, become hafiz of the Quran Sharif, great rewards. But if we hear, and not only hear, it is proven and the person is also confessing, or in fact there are so many incidents of this kind, I'm just giving one or two samples, that where the student goes, performs the Taraweeh Salat, and immediately after the Taraweeh Salat, he is gone with those boys and on high, taking drugs and going for girls and other kinds of sins. And next day again on the Musalla performing Taraweeh Salah, leading the congregation. Now this is not one incident. There is worse than that which we don't discuss in the masjid also. So therefore, my dear brothers and also sisters listening at the madrasa, if you have children who are becoming hafiz of the Quran Sharif, and become role models for them. Become role models for them. Bring a kind of a revolution in our own lives so that they may be able to follow us. It is not sufficient just to brag that all my children are hafiz of the Quran Sharif. What are we? MashaAllah, give them a lot of encouragement. But then monitor it. People say that, MashaAllah, my son is becoming a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, so therefore I give him the best cell phone as a gift, with all the latest features and technology. But before you gave him that snake, have you asked, shown him how to charm that snake? Before we give that snake in the hands of that child, then have we shown him and trained him how to charm that snake? When we were in India studying at that time, in many street corners we used to see people there sitting with those baskets and huge pythons inside and other kinds of huge snakes inside. And they play the flute and the snake comes out and dances and wriggles a little bit and goes back into the basket. Now looking at that person, can all of us also attempt the same thing? That if this person can make the snake dance and on his flute playing make it go back into the basket, so then what is it difficult for us? Let's also go and catch that snake. What is going to happen to us? we will be consigned to some graveyard. But so first that person learned the art of charming that snake and making it dance. Then he was able to perform. So like that, this cell phone is a good technology. We're making use of it and we have to make use of it. We sometimes feel that how we did without it. Anything new on the market, we always will believe how we lived without it. So there's nothing wrong with that. But look at what they are listening, what they are downloading, what they are watching. How many parents have got the time then to monitor it? Because no matter how sharp that youngster may be, but he'll get caught out if the person is really monitoring and checking. There's no problem, we give you a cell phone, but we'll check everything. Ask those stars who are doing HIFS classes what kind of complaints they are getting, what the children are watching in classes. So therefore, let us not be in a dream world and accept everything as very, very rosy and beautiful. I always mention these things because it deeply hurts that the Quran Sharif, which was supposed to be in the heart of the Hafiz, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala chose that heart because it is the Kalam of Allah Ta'ala. So what a great choice, what a great ni'mat, what a great bounty. The person must truly believe that what are these pearls and jewels and things of this world, they are nothing. He must truly believe when he is a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, when he is walking, wherever he is sitting, wherever he is in company, he must always feel the weight of that Quran Sharif in his heart, the azmat of that Quran Sharif. Hazrat Ikrama radiallahu ta'ala, when he used to open the Quran Sharif, he used to just open it and say, Haza kalamu rabbi, haza kalamu rabbi, and he collapses. How many of us ever collapsed after opening the Quran Sharif? It's not necessary we have to collapse. But the azmat we are talking about, that look at the azmat that they had. There are so many incidents, we're not going in that direction now. Azmat of the Quran Sharif. One ayat of the Quran Sharif kept people captivated for the whole night. Whole night captivated, just one ayat of the Quran Sharif. So many incidents again. Wamtazul yawm ayyuhal mujrimun. A whole night is reading the same ayat. Hazrat Imam Hanifa, Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali. The Imam Sahib recited Surah Zilzal in the Isha Salat. All the Musallis after the Salat went home. Fajr time when they returned, they see Imam Abu Hanifa still sitting there. Tears rolling down his cheeks. They ask him, what happened Imam Sahib, you didn't even go home? He says, Surah Zilzal captivated me. In which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about Qiyamah. And then at the end, where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very, very clearly mentioning that whosoever does an iota of good, he will see. And whoever does an iota of evil, he will see. That ayat captivated you. When the azmat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala comes in the heart, when the khawf of akhirat comes, when the insignificance of this dunya comes into the heart, then the person's life is different. It doesn't mean he won't joke, he won't laugh, he won't be cheerful, he won't be smiling, he won't eat, he won't marry, he won't run business, they'll do everything. But there will be a difference in the person's life. It will be a life of dignity, monitored, disciplined. That person, his walk, his talk, his akhlaq will show that this person has got something with him. So the Quran Sharif, my dear Huffaz, if you have in your heart, then you must check who your friends are. You must see where you are sitting. There are certain places where even if it is permissible to sit, certain places it's permissible. But as a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, even those places you have to avoid. You must keep on checking in your heart. Because that noor of the Quran Sharif vanishes with sins. And the words also after some time will vanish. There are so many people who learned the Quran Sharif, they could recite from the beginning to the end without mistakes. Then they got involved in sins, watching TV, haram, porn sites. And after some time, they say, we forgot the whole Quran Sharif. Well, now how do we start again? So we must be very much on guard. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala bless the Hafiz who completed the Quran Sharif now, with the preservation of this Quran Sharif in his heart till his dying day, and give the tawfiq to read, to to make amal, to propagate and bless and reward all those people who are instrumental. Must make dua for everybody. And we ourselves must take lessons that if these little children can become hafiz, if we can't become a hafiz and at least read from inside, every day start the day with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Let it not be just the decoration of our shelves. Quran Sharif must not be just the decoration of our shelves. And we take it out in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, while this kitab was here and the Hafiz completed his recitation, then it came to mind that there is one hamd here. And in there, one of the couplets of Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh beautifully says, Batin mein mere ya Rab, bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho maqam tera. Batin mein mere ya Rab, bas jaye yaad teri, har dam rahe huzuri, dil ho maqam tera. Munis ho meri jaan ki, fikre madam teri, hamdam ho mere dil ka, fikre dawam tera. Dil ko lagi rahe dun, laylo nahar teri, mazkoor ho zubaan par, har subho sham tera. Murid rahe ye har dam, teri tajalliyon ka, ho jaye qalb mera, baitul haram tera. If I have to go into an explanation of all this, we can sit for hours here, but this is the one that I was looking for. Seene mein ho munaqqash, ya Rab kitab teri. Seene mein ho munaqqash, ya Rab kitab teri. Jari rahe zubaan par, har dam kalam tera. Seene mein ho munaqqash, ya Rab kitab teri. Jari rahe zubaan par, har dam kalam tera. Ab to ye tamanna, is tarah umr guzre, har waqt tera danda, har waqt kaam tera. They say, oh my beloved Allah, seene mein ho munaqqash, ya Rab kitab teri. Your kalam must be engraved on my heart. The words of the Quran Sharif must be engraved on my heart. And my tongue must be engaged in the recitation of that kalam of yours. Allah Ta'ala's kalam. And he says, this is how the remaining part of my life must be spent. Dunya se is tarah ho, rukhsat ghulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. Dunya se is tarah ho, rukhsat ghulam tera, dunya se is tarah ho, rukhsat ghulam tera, ho dil mein yaad teri, ho lab pe naam tera. When I leave this world, my beloved Allah, in my heart be your love, and on my tongue be your name. And that's how this servant of yours must depart from this world. May Allah Ta'ala engrave the Quran Sharif on our hearts and give us the tawfiq of recitation. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Yaar rahe ya rab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har dam zikr o fikr main tere mast rahu sarshar rahu होश रहे ना मुझको किसी का तेरा मगर होशियार रहूं अब तो रहे बस तादा में आखिर विर्द ज़ुबा ऐ मेरे इला ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह ला इलाह इल्लल्लाह لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah jalla jalaluhu Allahu Allah 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Zulamna Anfusana, Wa Illam Taghfir Lana Wa Tarhamna, Lanakunanna Minal Khasireen. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. With the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif that took place, my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Give hidayat to the entire mankind, my beloved Allah. My Rahim Kareem Allah, forgive us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to read the Quran Sharif, to memorize the Quran Sharif, to make amal on the Quran Sharif, to propagate the message of the Quran Sharif. My beloved Allah, put the love of the Quran Sharif into our hearts. Distance us from all that is sinful and haram. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of jealousy, of envy. Give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen, my beloved Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim aur khatakar hai. Hum sab kuch hai, bande magar tere hai. Mere maula tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kaha. There is no other door besides your door. There is no other door that we can tap besides your door, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Your support is the only support that we can depend on, my beloved Allah. We do not have those actions and deeds that are worthy of presentation before you. But we are acknowledging every weakness of ours, every shortcoming of ours, every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins, my beloved Allah. It is just your shan of being Rahim and Kareem and Sattar and Ghaffar that you did not seize us there and then when we committed major, major sins in our lives. You could have destroyed us the moment we gambled, the moment we committed adultery or fornication or popped drugs in our mouths or committed any kind of haram. You could have embarrassed us, disgraced us, humiliated us, destroyed us. But my beloved Allah, how loving you are, how caring you are, how generous and kind and tolerant you are. In spite of all our sins, you're still giving us so much to eat and drink and wear and travel. Ey mere Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Apne gunahon ke upar hum sharminda hai. Do not seize us on account of our sins. If you have to turn away your glance of mercy and forgiveness, then my Allah will face nothing but destruction in this world, in the qabr, and in the akhirat. Hamara vanja hame apna bana le. make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Ke tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, don't move away your support from us, my Allah. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Ya Allah, it must be our hearts and your love. It must be our foreheads at your door. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Change the direction of our lives. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Nafs and shaitan want to destroy us, my beloved Allah. You want to give us a life of peace and happiness and contentment and satisfaction. Ya Allah, in this world and in the akhirat, you want to give us the best. Bless us with all the best, my beloved Allah, with your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, with the barakat of the completion of the Quran Sharif, my beloved Allah. Make us all yours and become ours. Remove the pain and suffering and hardship and difficulties of the Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam around the globe. Especially in Palestine at present, my beloved Allah. The siege of Masjid al-Aqsa. Oh, my beloved Allah, the qurbani that those children have presented. The number of lives that they have given. Ya Allah, little babies have gone. But Ya Allah, the Yahud Ghasib is still controlling the movement in and out of Masjid al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, Masjid al-Aqsa is close to our hearts. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings of disunity and other things. Ya Allah, give the control once more to the Muslim Ummah. Liberate Masjid al-Aqsa, my beloved Allah, from the Zalim Yahudi's hands. Ya Allah, You all powerful, almighty, all seeing, all hearing. Ya Allah, there is no weakness in you. We have gone weak. Don't look at our weaknesses, Ya Allah. Look at your shan of being Rahim and Kareem. Ya Allah, bless the entire mankind with hidayat. But those who have made up their minds that they will continue with the bombing, they will continue with the suppression and oppression and tyranny, then my Allah, with the barakat of this Quran Sharif Khatam that took place, destroy those people like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud. Ya Allah, is dunya se unke wujud ko khatam farma. Ya Allah, cause their planes to crash, cause their ships to sink, create division amongst their ranks. Ay, mere Allah, make us all pious and righteous. Make the ummah pious and righteous. Make us all obedient to you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, distance us from everything that is haram and displeasing to you. Oh my beloved Allah, the time is going to come when we have to depart from this world. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, gambling den or any kind of haram action. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, don't allow any kind of embarrassment and shame to come upon us or the Muslim Ummah because of bad death, my beloved Allah. Don't let the angel of death visit us in any kind of haram establishment. Give us the understanding that the angel of death will strike suddenly without any information and knowledge. Ay, mere Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. تمنا ہے کہ گلزار مدینہ اب وطن ہوتا وہاں کے گلشنوں میں کوئی اپنا بھی چمن ہوتا بسر اب زندگی اپنی دیار قدس میں ہوتی وہی جیتا وہی مرتا وہی گورو کفن ہوتا But my beloved Allah, if it's not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Wherever the Ummah is suffering, whether in Palestine, in Chechnya, Bosnia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Sudan, Europe, America, my beloved Allah, wherever the Ummah is going through difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering, remove it with your fazl, with your kindness. Remove the difficulties of mankind around the globe. Hame ek bana de aur nek bana de. Hame ek bana de aur nek bana de. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, Ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Accept all the works of deen that are taking place. Tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Masajid, madaris, khanqao ki mehnat qabool farma. Tamam deeni anjumano ki khidmat qabool farma. Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our home, in our life, in our time. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. There are so many in hospitals who have undergone operations or met up with accidents or suffering from different kinds of diseases, or they are in homes or amongst us. Ya Allah, wherever they may be, bless everyone who is sick and ailing with complete shifa, physical and spiritual. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties with halal risk. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. And those who have children, make those children pious and righteous. Ya Allah, make the huffaz of the Quran Sharif appreciate the great bounty and ni'mat that you have blessed them with. Give them the tawfiq to distance themselves from everything that is displeasing to you and the Rasul-e Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless them with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless the parents with the best of dunya and akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much of his blood was shed for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us. And protect the entire ummah of Rasul Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night in this Mubarak Majlis of the Khatam of the Quran Sharif and Zikrullah. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain, the suffering, the test, the trial, the sicknesses, weaknesses of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, remove those difficulties, pain, suffering and problem. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim, wa tub alayna, innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.